and be with you.
And also
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph, and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening, everyone. It's wonderful to be back at the parish with you. As Christians, we are very blessed. We do not have a God who begins with our gifts, a God who begins with having achieved anything to prove that we are worthy of His love, a God who has given Himself to us because we have passed a test or met certain standards. We are children of God because God is love. We are children of God because God from all time has desired for us to know who He is, to live with Him, to receive our identity only from His love and through His love for us. Anything else that seeks to define who we are, any place else we go to understand who we are, dehumanizes us. Because the only thing that satiates the human heart is God. So St. Augustine could pray, "We praise You, O Lord, and Your praise in our hearts is a gift to us, so that our hearts are restless until they rest in You." We know that our Lord Jesus is God. And so we worship and we adore Him, and we proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, and that every creature in heaven, on earth, and below the earth must confess, and every knee must bow before Him. But we also confess, and we also profess, that Jesus Christ is a man, born of a virgin from Nazareth, who grew up having to learn a trade, a simple one. The humility of God and the simplicity of the origins of our Lord and Savior were a scandal to His own, and they can also be a scandal to us. The Lord Jesus continues to speak to us in His church and through His church. And just as the people of Nazareth could have been scandalized by what Jesus did or taught, or the great and mighty things that He did because He was only a man, as far as they could see, so too the historical representative of Christ on earth, the body that is the universal sacrament of salvation, the body that is called to communicate the love and life of God in the world, His church, can also be a scandal, can also be offensive. But above all, the church is called to help us walk on a simple path to encounter the Lord in His simplicity, in His humility, and His love for us. How do we do that? Where do we go to encounter God's love? How do we discover the authority of the church and the love of the church for us? The power that God has given to the church? Well, there is a certain apostle, himself who was a persecutor of the Church of God, unworthy to be called an apostle, but who suffered more than all the others, who called himself one untimely born, who testifies to us, whose sacred writings and letters are given to us, not because he was great, but because he was weak. Today we hear from the second letter to the Corinthians, perhaps some of the most beautiful words in all of Scripture. St. Paul, who first, earlier in the same letter, boasts of his revelations because his authority was being challenged in Corinth. Corinth, which was like the New York City of Paul's day, the harbor where everybody went to settle and to make something. It was also the place of probably Paul's biggest congregation and with the biggest problems. So after Paul had left, others came and started to take the church, started saying that they had greater authority than Paul. They had better credentials. They even had higher and greater spiritual gifts. So Paul decides, as he writes the second letter, that he would share about some of the gifts that he has received. That he was taken up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or not, he wasn't sure. But he decides that even with the abundance of the revelations of God, he would not boast in those. Even if he did, he would not be a fool, because they were true. But he decides, if he is going to write to his congregation, that he boasts of something else. He doesn't try to impress anyone. He simply says, so that I might not become too elated, that I might not become too over-concerned with myself, so fixed on myself, with all the gifts and all the goods and all the glory that I've received, God gave an angel of Satan to beat me, to torment me, a thorn in my flesh. And 3 times I cried out that he may be sent from me. And I heard the Lord speaking. My brothers and sisters, we are to be very attentive to these words. There's only one other place where Paul says that he has received something from the Lord, that he speaks to us. And that is in the 11th chapter of the first letter of the Corinthians, when he says, as I have received, so I hand on to you. That the night he was betrayed, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and said, this is my body. There's only one other place in all the letters of Paul where he speaks of the words of the Lord. The first are the words of institution, which we say here at Mass. And there is no other place where Paul speaks of the Lord speaking directly to him. So of all the gifts, of all the revelations, of all the words that Paul could have left for us as a living inheritance of what the Lord Jesus said to him, these are the words. My power, my grace is sufficient for you. For power is made complete in weakness. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking that to us. This is the living inheritance of the super apostle. This is the inheritance that the Lord wishes us to receive. Now, we all live in a broken world. We live in broken homes. We also live in a broken church. We know that our church isn't perfect. The church is God's. But we also know that we're the church. And therefore, as much as we are broken, then insofar as that brokenness extends into the life of the church, so the church is broken. We've all experienced it. That doesn't scandalize the Lord. It doesn't stop the Lord from working through His church. For His grace is sufficient for us. In your marriage that's on the rocks, Hear the words of the Lord. My grace is sufficient for you. In the work, in the office place, when you can't seem to get up in the morning and you're tired of going to the office and you're tired of the traffic, my grace is sufficient for you. When you can't seem to forgive the sin that happened a long time ago that keeps coming up, that is like a thorn in the flesh, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Paul says that because of that now he boasts in his weakness. He doesn't boast of his sins. He doesn't boast of his sinfulness. Nor do we. But we can boast in our weakness. And what does that mean? It means my strength does not come from me. It means the path that I walk does not originate in me. It means that the path that I'm going to take this day and every day is not first established by my own doing or being. It's a gift from God. That God has a claim on me and I trust in Him. I totally trust in Him. Not in myself, not in my gifts, not in my accomplishments, not in my control over others or over my life or my ability to make things happen. I trust in God. Paul can say that through all the afflictions and all the torments, they now become the occasion where he gets to see it's not about him, but it's about the surpassing, abundant power of God in us who are earthen vessels, so that his own life, his own suffering and his own weakness becomes the occasion for him to encounter God. Elsewhere, Paul will boast. And he boasts in his sufferings and his afflictions. In the letter to the Galatians, he says, "Now I boast only one thing. I boast of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." But it is not an abstract cross. It is not the historical cross that was left on Calvary, as sacred as it is. For Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ. The life I live is no longer my own. It is Christ who lives in me, who loves me and gave himself for me." So the cruciform shape of the power of God is what is given to us. This is the strength that we have. The strength to come in total weakness in all of our humanity, with all of our faults and all of our shortcomings, and seeing them as the very occasion for us to call upon God. Strengthen me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, give me the capacity to forgive. Lord Jesus, help me to love today. Lord Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus' relatives say that they are scandalized. They took offense at him. Wasn't he the carpenter, the son of Mary? Well, the title in Greek is tekton, which actually means builder. Isn't this the builder, the son of Mary? Maybe they didn't get the identity of Jesus right, but they certainly got the titles right. My brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is the builder of the human heart. He's the one who comes to us in word and in sacrament that makes all things new. And he does so precisely as the Son of Mary. We continue to go to Our Lady for strength, for the protection of her Immaculate Heart. We seek her intercession because God has honored her Immaculate Conception and given her authority to pray for us, so that the heart of Christ is fashioned in us. And above all, how is his heart fashioned? How is his heart fashioned in us? In the sacraments. The power of God is given to us in the sacraments. These humble and simple signs that are totally efficacious, which means they totally give us God. We might be scandalized by the humility of God. Are the sacraments enough? But we know that we need them. We need them frequently. My brothers and sisters, the pillars of our spiritual life ebb and flow between two sacraments in particular, the Holy Eucharist and the Sacrament of Confession. It is in the Sacrament of Confession where power is made perfect, where God communicates to us His authority and His forgiveness, so we learn to see that our weakness now becomes the occasion for God to be strong. And if God is strong in us, then so are we. The Lord Jesus is the Master Builder. He is the Son of Mary. In Paul's own words, the words that our Lord spoke to Paul are also the words He speaks to us. My grace is sufficient for you. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, My grace is sufficient for you.